محمد الهادي البشير قد جاءنا حق النذير.
Can God create a rock that he can't lift?
This question is a trap. If you say yes, then you're saying that there's some rock that God can't lift. And if you say no, then you're saying that there's some rock that God cannot create. Since God is supposed to be able to do anything, this means, according to atheists, that God does not exist. Atheists love this question. Sometimes they ask it with a sense of contempt. Sometimes they're looking for a fight. Our prophet didn't get into arguments, and I'm not looking for a fight, and you shouldn't be looking for one either. Everyone should use their minds and follow whatever they believe the evidence points them to. Let's get rid of contempt. Let's get rid of rudeness. Let's get rid of debates that seek to humiliate the other person. Let's just use our minds and encourage others to do the same. Back to the question. This question is a loaded question. A loaded question makes a false assumption. This question assumes that God changes, that God lifts things, that he can become unable to do something. All of these are false assumptions. And the way to answer this question is to say that God is not contingent. Some of you are done. You can stop watching. Others might be wondering. You might be wondering, what's a loaded question? You might be wondering, what's contingency? Good questions. Keep watching. The first question, what's a loaded question? Imagine someone walks up to you and asks you aggressively, have you stopped beating your wife? Now, if you answer yes, then you're in trouble because it means that you were beating your wife in the past. And if you answer no, you're in even bigger trouble because it means you're still beating her. Now, you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know that, as his wife said, that he never hit a thing, let alone his wife or his servant or something that he rode. He never hit a thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the kindest, gentlest, most considerate, selfless, giving for others person who ever existed. Everyone around him loved him. They wanted to be like him. And you love him. You want to be like him. You wouldn't even think of beating your wife. And you know what? You're not even married. This question makes no sense. It makes no sense because how can someone ask you if you've stopped beating your wife if you're not even married? And if you were married, you wouldn't even think of beating her. The reason why this question makes no sense is because this question is assuming that you're married, and it's assuming that after you're married, you began beating your wife. Both of these are false assumptions. So when you answer yes or you answer no, you confirm those false assumptions. That's why it puts you into trouble. The way out of a loaded question is to identify the false assumptions and to deny them. The way out of this loaded question is to say, I'm not even married, and if I were, I would never beat my wife. The same thing with the question, can God create a rock that he cannot lift? This question makes a false assumption. And the reason why you're trapped, whether you say yes or whether you say no, is that when you answer yes or no, you're confirming that false assumption. What's the false assumption? The false assumption here is that God lifts things. This question imagines God as someone with muscles who picks up heavy objects. Maybe he's a big man, strong man with supernatural powers, lives on top of a mountain. That's a false assumption, because God is not a contingent thing. God is a necessary being, unlike any contingent thing, on whom everything in the contingent universe depends. The other assumption is the same, actually, because it's saying, can God become weak? Now, not only does weakness go against the idea of a necessary being is someone who doesn't need anything and everything needs him, but the idea of becoming weak, the idea of changing, is something that's not possible for a necessary being. Both of these assumptions, they rest on this idea of God as a contingent thing. That's a false assumption. And the way out of this trap is to deny that assumption, is to not say yes and not say no, but to say your question assumes that God is a contingent thing. God is not contingent. That brings us to your second question. What's contingency? The entire universe is contingent. I've explained this in previous videos and how it's evidence for the existence of a necessary being. You'll find links to those videos in the description below. Let me quickly review it. Everything in the universe is contingent. Contingency means that a thing needs something else to make it the way that it is. The sun needs something to make it shine. The wind needs something to make it blow. The leaves on the trees need something to make them green. When we do science, we assume the contingency of the universe. That's why we search for explanations for why things the way that they are. Science assumes contingency. But science says that these contingent things in the universe can be explained by other contingent things in the universe. Science will say that the shining of the sun can be explained by nuclear fusion. It will say that the blowing of the wind can be explained by differences in air pressures. And it'll say that the color of the leaves can be explained by a pigment called chlorophyll. But then that opens up a host of other questions, because all of these things, nuclear fusion, differences in air pressures, the chemical configuration of chlorophyll, all of these things are contingent. They need further explanations. Science goes on. The argument from contingency says that a never-ending series of contingent explanations doesn't explain anything, because there's nothing real for any contingent thing to depend on. It just passes the buck to the next thing. That's why when you add contingent things, you don't help solve the problem, you make the problem worse. You don't just have one thing to explain, you now have 2, 3, 4 millions, billions, trillions of contingencies to explain. The contingent universe was made the way that it is by a being, by someone, something that is necessary, not contingent, that doesn't need anything to make it the way that it is, that doesn't resemble any contingent thing in the universe, and all contingent things in the universe depend on it. It does not depend on anything. This being exists, and this being is not contingent. So when someone asks the question, can God create a rock that he cannot lift, they are imagining God as a contingent thing. And this question does pose a problem for someone who believes that God is a contingent thing, like Christians, for example. When they believe that Jesus is God, he died on the cross, they are believing that God is a contingent thing. God becomes a human being. God becomes weak. God becomes contingent. This question poses a problem for them. But for Muslims who believe in God as a necessary being, both on rational grounds, such as the explanation that I just gave, and also on scriptural grounds, millions of children all over the world, they say Allahu Samad, a short verse from an important surah in the Quran. Allahu Samad means Allah is the one on whom everything depends and who he himself doesn't need anything, necessary being. Many other verses in the Quran. I'll explain that in a separate video. But the point here is that if you believe that God is not contingent, then the question, can God create a rock that he cannot lift, is a loaded question. It makes a false assumption. And it only makes sense, it can only be asked if someone believes that God does lift things, that God does change, that God can become weak, that God, in other words, is contingent. The answer to the question is to say, your question assumes that God is contingent, but God is not contingent. This knowledge is really important. Please help me spread it far and wide by liking this video, subscribing to this channel, and by sharing this video with as many people as you can. It could save someone's faith.
Salli wa sallim, Rabbi wa